Hello and welcome to GoGo Radio, found exclusively on gogotraining.com. My name is Michael Kraut, and in this show we're going to discuss planning user state virtualization. I have been in the industry for over 20 years. I have created courses and also helped companies overcome obstacles. Some clients include the U.S. government, U.S. military, small, medium, and large companies. Learn more about me and my background, be sure to check out my GoGo profile. If you have any questions you'd like to ask me, please use the question comment box below. All right, let's get started. What is Windows USV Technologies? Windows User State Virtualization is a collection of Microsoft Windows-based technologies that enable synchronization of user state information from individual computers to a central location. Now, the strategy is about finding the right balance between centralization, management of user state, and flexibility of desktop environment. Developing the US strategy requires considerations of numerous factors, including mixed environments of different operating system versions, different applications and platform architectures, security concerns, backup considerations, network bandwidth, and different user needs. In the core USV technologies, we have the folder redirection, which accesses user data on redirected folders over the network. Offline folders, which is access local cache copies of user data. And roaming user profiles, which are access user settings over the network. What is the benefits of USV? By centralizing the storage of user state that typically resides on a user's computer, USV simplifies the backup and management of business critical data. And when the central storage is backed up, the user state was synchronized from the user's computer is also backed up. Centralized management of user state also yields the following benefits: the ability to work from different computers. Centralized data and settings can be synchronized and cached locally across different computers. This therefore provides users with the flexibility and mobility options that can help them be more productive. The ability to work when disconnected from the organization's network. USV technologies automatically and seamlessly cache local updates. Faster and simpler user migration. USV technologies enable dynamic composition of user state on new computers over the network and therefore simplify migration. Recovering from disaster scenarios when hard disks fail or computers are lost or stolen. Centralized data and settings that are regularly backed up can be automatically restored to new hard disks when a user logs in, thereby reducing the time required for organizations and users to become productive again. So there's going to be several different steps that we're going to look at. One of them is going to be access to user's data requirements. Next, we're going to look at assess the user setting requirements. Then evaluate the compatibility considerations, evaluate the different usage scenario considerations, and finally evaluate the infrastructure and manageability requirements. So first is we're going to look at this, assess the user data requirements. And what this looks at, or this step addresses, is virtualization of the user data aspects of Windows user state. In this step, the reader will identify which portions of the user data are important to the business, discover technology limitations, identify real-world considerations that apply to the organization. User data pertains to files that are specific to the user in the organization. User may store data within the outside of their user profile. If they have to do this, do so. The core USV technologies folder redirection. Roaming user profiles only enable virtualization of user data that's stored within the user profile. Step two is going to be assess user setting requirements. The user setting portions of user state. When we look at this, we identify which components or settings are relevant to the business. Discover technology limitations. Identify real-world considerations that apply to that organization. Step three is evaluate the compatibility considerations. This step identifies the common real-world compatibility considerations that might affect the planning and design of the Windows USV solution. Software and hardware infrastructures mid to large size organizations are seldom standardized. Therefore, planning a Windows USV solution often requires consideration of compatibility between different operating systems, platforms, and applications. Step 4 is evaluate the different usage scenarios considerations. Need to understand the common usage scenarios for USV and identify those that apply to the target organization, such as assigned computers, occasionally roaming users, and always roaming user scenarios. Review the subjective analysis, features, and limitations of Windows USV technology to identify the best technology combination for the target environment. Review subjective analysis on using Outlook and Exchange Server for these scenarios. Step 5 is understand the infrastructure. So evaluate the infrastructure and the manageability requirements. Understand the common infrastructure and the manageability requirements for USV and identify those that apply to the target organization, such as high latency, low bandwidth, availability, and redundancy. Review the subjective analysis features and limitations of Windows USV technologies that are relevant to these requirements. High availability of business critical data and redundancy of business critical data. Because USV technologies can move considerable amounts of data, it's important that these technologies be optimally configured for each environment so that they provide optimum functionality and manageability. So what we looked at were the different 5 steps: assess your data requirements, assess your data setting requirements, user setting, evaluate compatibility considerations, evaluate the different usage scenario considerations, and evaluate the infrastructure and manageability requirements. I hope you've enjoyed today's presentation. If you have any questions or comments, please use the question comments box below. If you're interested in listening to my other shows, just search the GoGo Radio Archive for Michael Kraut. If there is a show you would like me to do, you can let me know by using the question and comment box. Thanks for your time today, and remember to tune in to GoGo Radio, found exclusively on GoGoTraining.com.